Blog Talk Radio.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own...
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair radio.
Hey, Chris.
Hair radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces.
Easy here, help me out. Come on, little baby. All right.
I remember it was a year ago when I first heard the name George Floyd. It was on the CBS Morning News with Gail King. She warned us that the video we were about to see would be tough to watch. I heard that line so many times that I had become somewhat desensitized to it. Usually that just means to brace in place and hope that whoever was on the video had not been harmed by the authorities and that they were still alive. We've seen it so often that we know, we really do know the drill. The same lines and the explaining away of what you've actually seen with your own eyes. Even though we had seen story after story of the same thing happening all around the land, this particular story, this particular video, for me, just was different. There were several things that jumped out. And yes, the black community, I can speak monolithically, is tired of this kind of behavior and happening to our people and our community by the very folks we should be able to rely on and trust. The video was shocking to really anybody watching it. We saw a man of color on the ground with a white police officer pressing his knee against the man of color's neck. Literally on the ground, essentially almost under a car. The man on the ground clearly was struggling to breathe and could barely speak. And all I really could make out was that he was, in terms of what he was saying, was that he couldn't breathe. And I kind of remember him also calling out for his mother who had already died, which was just heartbreaking to understand and find that out later. The white officer snuffed out the man's life right in front of our eyes and holding his knee on his neck for such a long time, stopping the breathing, obviously, the air way for this man to live. And it was just devastating. While there were several folks who looked on, and again, they were prevented, the onlookers were actually prevented from intervening to save the man's life as the other officers kind of watched and held them at bay. The video, of course, went viral, and the entire world seemed to be upset. Black America was in the streets, along with everybody else. All kinds of different cultures worldwide, Black Lives Matter mattered. It was clearly a turning point and a turning of the tide of the avalanche of racial hatred, and the racial reckoning had begun. So here we are, in this year, since the marches to protest George Floyd's death, What's changed in the way of policing around the nation? And how many others that we're aware of have died tragically at the hands of the authorities? And how do you feel about the defunding of the police? Is this where you stand? How do you feel about the chokeholds? And some municipalities, they've already stopped. And certainly no knees to the neck. It's just awful that you actually have to mandate that. You have to mandate humanity. But humanity must always trump racist bravado. Now, how do you justify enforcing a warrant with a truck full of white armed men and the simple killing of individuals for what is essentially an administrative misdemeanor warrant type thing? It's hard to imagine. Well, George Floyd's death took place at the early part of the pandemic, and many hair salons and barbershops were closed, and it was just the hottest, biggest topic online. His funeral was on across the world, and just with his amazing family showing how much they loved and supported this man. And, you know, the folks must realize that these individuals, these victims who are caught up in these circumstances, are human beings with friends just like they have, with family members just like they have, with children just like they have. No one deserves to be treated worse than you would a slaughtered animal. Now, everyone who attended George Floyd's funeral, and especially the family's attorneys and Al Sharpton and so many others, many singers and political activists were also on hand to say goodbye. The Floyd family sued the city of St. Louis, Missouri, and was awarded a multi-million-dollar payment. And as we all know, the officer who murdered George Floyd, was sent off to prison and will be sentenced soon. And as always, we'll continue with more of the story as it unfolds.
I got a call the other day. It was my sister Carolyn saying, "Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say." When I got there, she said, "You know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain." Gotta find me an angel, fly away with me. Gotta find me an angel who will set me free.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we are talking about the vaccines. It's a very, very special broadcast. And with me, I have two folks who kind of host two separate parts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, I want to kind of go ahead, you guys know him. He's with me just about every day live on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about Harlem Will Powers. So, again, Harlem Will, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to this particular segment on the vaccines. And also, joining us on the line, and it's someone who just recently kind of came aboard the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Miss Linda C. Now, she is we call a hairpreneur. She actually is helping me to co-host the Hairpreneur, which is a brand-new segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which speaks to entrepreneurship and all that wonderful good stuff. She runs her own hair extensions business out of New Jersey. So, again, you guys are my guests in a way today on the broadcast. So, again, good morning to both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, I want to jump right on in, Linda C. Can you tell everybody, now this whole thing with the vaccines, let's just lead on in. Share with everybody, you're in the West Orange, New Jersey area, but tell us a little bit about the process that, first of all, before we get to the actual vaccine, what was your thinking? Did you have any trepidation, any hesitancy? Or were you just, you know, raring to go and just couldn't wait to jump right on in when it became available for you?
No, well, I did have hesitation because when the vaccine came aboard, you know, everyone was saying, well, how come other stuff is around and they took so long to get out a vaccine and now this happens and suddenly we have something within months? And it was more so of the safety issue for me, of the side effects and everything. So I was going to, because my husband took it because of work, because he's in the healthcare industry. And when he knew how I felt about it, I was mortified. So when he went to take it, he did not tell me until I got home. And then I said to the girls, where's your dad? They said, well, he's sleeping upstairs. They said, but it's midday. Like, shouldn't he be at work? So I let it go, and then I walked upstairs, and I saw him, and he goes, oh, I took the vaccine. I'm like, oh, my God, why didn't you tell me? He goes, this is the reaction. So that kind of, when I saw that he was okay, he just, his arm was a little bit sore, and, you know, I said, okay. That kind of, like, pushed me on, but then I started talking to other healthcare workers, people who I know, and also at the hair salon that I go to. There's a lot of, my girlfriend has a lot of clients who are in the healthcare industry, and they were telling us, and one of the girls who is a scientist, she was telling us how, you know, how safe it was with the Moderna and the work they put it through. So that kind of put me at ease at first. So I went online. I registered for it. I have to tell you, I registered for the Moderna, for I think it's the Pfizer down in NJIT. So I go there, and the line was, oh, my gosh, it must have been almost 800 people outside with appointments. And I left work. I was, like, supercharged, and I got there. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this today. So I sent my boss a picture. I said, this is – I don't think I'm coming back. This is – I'm the line was six rows over, and I was in the fifth row. And then they came – yes, it was – I said, I'll never leave. And they came with an announcement. It says, oh, unfortunately, we're still on 10:30 appointments. We underestimated how many response. If please all the handicap and special needs people come to the front – the whole line shifted. I said, I'll never get this vaccine. So, and then an hour later, a lady comes out and she makes an announcement and she said, unfortunately, we don't have any vaccines. We don't have any left.
Wow.
So I think that was a sign, Carrie, that I should have took the first time that you don't need to take this.
Wow.
So I went back to work. I was telling one of my coworkers and she said, you know what? I'm going to look. She sent me a text. She said, oh, West Orange is giving the vaccine. This one was the Johnson & Johnson. And I went in. I registered for it. Boom, I got the appointment. So then she said, then I got another text message for her that morning. She said, you know what, don't take the Johnson & Johnson because they're saying the Moderna is more effective, and that's the one. She's telling me that's the one she took. She says, give me your information. I'll sign you up. So I gave her my information. She signed me up right by my job, and I went in. I mean, at the days leading up to it, I was so nervous. I said, but, you know, I kept saying, it's for a good cause. You're going to be okay. You don't want to get sick. You have children, blah, blah, blah. So I went in, you know, and then I drove up. It was a smooth process. The place was beautiful. It was a new school. And it kind of, it wasn't like the chaos I had at NJIT where I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the end of the world. Versus there, it was nice and soothing. You walk in, everyone's nice, and it's quiet, and it's very, very well organized. So I walked in there like
secure,
I was golden.
Yeah.
Yes, I felt secure. Wow. And I took the shot, and I was nervous because the nurse was asking me all these questions, verify your name, and da-da-da, and this is the Moderna. I guess, I don't know, I signed something. I guess it was a disclosure. I didn't read it. I just signed it. And
probably
and then
some kind of waiver.
I guess so. And then they give you this little cute card, like kind of like the old vaccination card you had back
right,
in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, and then so I go in, I register. Like, there's like a three-part. You walk in, you give your appointment card, I mean your flyer, and then they scan it. Then you go to another room where they just verify. You have to answer if you had, you know, COVID and all this stuff. And then you go next to the room, to the gym, where now all the tents are up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It kind of brought me back. And I don't know if you ever watched MASH back in the day.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm dating myself.
You're really dating yourself.
That's how it kind of felt like. But the shot was very easy. You sit for like 15 minutes. They give you like this little sticker you put on your shirt. And after that, they do a roll, kind of like a roll call. If you're 201 and you're feeling fine, you can leave now. So I was 201, and that's the time that I was supposed to leave, so I left.
Did they give you a snack when you finish?
No, there's no snack. It's just they give you a shot, and they tell you, they ask you if you're a righty or a lefty, and if I'm a righty, so I got the shot on my left arm. I didn't feel anything at all. You know, and since I was leaving early for work anyway, I just went straight home. But as I was driving home, I picked up my son, and I was talking to my husband on the phone. I said, I'm kind of feeling something, but it kind of felt like I was kind of like a floating experience. So he said, well, hurry up, get home. But it wasn't like, I don't know if it was me just overthinking it because I was explaining to him the process of what I, you know, what I did and stuff like that. So when I got home, I was listening to my book. And it was around like 9 o'clock, and my husband comes upstairs. He says, "I found you head first on the computer."
Wow!
So I Carrie, I kid you not, around midnight I woke up and I felt the room was cold. I said, well, who has the windows open like this? It's very cold outside. And the windows weren't open. I just had chills.
Oh,
I covered with two comforters.
Well, you know what? I want you to just, we're going to bookend you for a moment because that's a great point to turn
yes.
to Harlem Will and get
yes.
his we're going to get him up to that point with you. So I've got to say, Linda, that is just extraordinary, Miss Linda C. I'm just blown away at your ability and the great way that you just explained all of that. It was like I was right there beside you. Okay, that's how it sounded to me. Harlem Willpower, my amazing, great co-host on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so excited. What was your, did any of this ring true to you? Now, you're in New York. You're in Harlem. Hence, Harlem Willpowers. So did any part of this, Linda's story, kind of play true to your experience, Will?
I would say yes, to the extent where I was very apprehensive to.
Oh, you're coming in a little low, Will. Yeah.
Let me see. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can, we can hear you, but for some reason you're a little low. Maybe it's just me. Go right ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Because since I got the vaccine, I'm actually out and about.
Oh, listen to this. Now, you guys, I want to make sure you heard that.
He has a new lease on life.
Exactly. Harlem Will is out and about.
Yes.
I was like, I got the vaccine shot. Am I allowed in? Am I allowed in? I got it? Okay.
Wow.
So, when I went and got this shot, at first, before, I was a little apprehensive about getting the shot myself because, you know, I thought about the history. I thought about the situation going on right now, how it's an emergency usage, right? So I'm taking all of that into account, and I'm thinking, all right, maybe, I don't know. But as a first responder, I'm an ambulance driver. I'm part of EMS, part of EMT as an ambulance responder. As a first responder, I go in and I say, you know what? After being in contact with a lot of patients and being in and out of hospitals.
And we're going to jump in and salute you on being a first responder, Harlem Will. That is extraordinary work. And the Hair Radio
yes.
Morning Show thanks you.
No, thank you. It's much appreciated. It's something that it was a calling that I answered. You know, it was something I was glad to do. So going in and out of these hospitals, after going in and out of these hospitals and being in contact with these patients for so long, eventually it dawned on me, you know, the bright idea to go, you know what, since I'm going in and out, I might as well take this medicine. I might as well take the vaccine and just to have as a precaution. Because I am going in and out of the hospitals and I'm gonna be in contact, you know, whether through third contact with somebody who's been a part of a unit or somebody who's been in a hospital where they had the floor, which is pretty much every hospital would have a COVID floor. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take the vaccine. And I'll say right now, from the first two shots that I took, the follow-up shot that I took, the only thing that was very consistent was the arm soreness, I would say. When you go to raise your arm, you definitely feel like you was working out your deltoids very, very intensely. But after that, after the second booster shot, which is the one that they always tell people to be aware of, and if you are working, to take the day off for the second booster shot, because that's the one that's going to really, kick the symptoms into high gear. I didn't get too many symptoms that were flaring up, so to speak, or if anything above a mild consideration. I got a mucus buildup, mucus in the nose. I got a mucus buildup. I had a slight cough, but above that stuff was gone in about, I would say, 3 days. Because I drank water, I was eating oranges, getting my vitamin C. I would take my walks outside. I try to exercise regularly, but I would definitely take my walks outside, eat some vitamin D, being outside. The symptoms were very mild to me. So I want to, and then at 2 weeks, and then it's funny, after the second shot, they do tell you to wait 15 minutes. Well, after every shot, they tell you to wait 15 minutes to see what the symptoms are, if you have any side effects, to see if you're okay. But after the second shot, 2 weeks, they say wait 2 weeks to see what is the final result. And after more than 2 weeks, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm, as you can see, well, as you can hear, I am out and about drinking tequila on a Sunday.
Wow. That is just an amazing, amazing story. Now, so, Harlem, well, you're looking around. You're out and about right now. We're actually out and about with you. Through the beauty of radio, we get to be with you virtually. So when you look around where you are right now, what are you seeing? Are you seeing others who are still wearing the masks? Have you been able to engage with anyone who might be sharing also that they are, you know, have had their shots? What has been the atmosphere in your out and aboutness this morning?
So far, a couple of people. Well, I would say a couple of people outside of today shared with me that they got their shots, but they kept the mask on. But I would say being out and about, everybody is still wearing their masks for the most part. When we come inside, you are getting your temperatures tested. So temperatures taken, excuse me. So people are still being very cautious and very aware of what the situation is, you know, what the new normal is at this point. But people are still becoming, you know, they are beginning to open up, and I think that's what's happening because the weather is also getting warmer. But I can't say, as you can hear the music in the background, yes, people are very much ready to get out and about. And I would say that's probably coming more from people, from the weather changing. But not too many people today that spoke to me about getting their shots. But the people that I did talk to about getting their shots, yeah, they feel relieved. They felt a level of relief where they said, yeah, I'm just waiting for the next set of rules to be able to come down so that we know, you know, if we're allowed to take our mask off around other people who have taken their vaccine shots, which is what something I think the CDC has announced, but I don't want to make that, you know, a hard line stance, but that has been mentioned that if people have taken the shots and you're around other people that have taken the shots, you're allowed to take your mask off.
That's what I believe I've heard as well. Well, that's just amazing, and it sounds like you're just having a blast over there, Harlem. Well, you're about the best poster child for this vaccine that I've ever heard, and I'm just blown away. Linda C., let's turn to you for a moment. I think you might be in between some of those shots if it's where we are right now.
Yeah, and I think, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, how do you feel towards, you know, hearing all of this about what Harlem Will is saying, and folks are now kind of like, going out and about after having those two shots. So is that kind of an incentive for you to get this second shot, how does it make you feel?
Well, I mean, I am taking the second shot. The only thing is I'm just afraid of the side effects. And I was reassured, well, I got two mixed messages from different people stating that, oh, if you have the side effects the first time, the second time it should be a breeze. And then other people are telling me that had the second shot that they didn't have symptoms the first time, but the second time, just like Harlem Will said, that it will, you know, you may need to take a day off, you know, for the day after. But I'm scared because, I mean, I had symptoms up 2 weeks after I've taken it, and you know, that's my biggest fear, is that not being able, because I did experience like the tightness of the chest, and I started exercising, you know, more just to open up, you know, my lungs and to kind of like, you know, stretch out a little bit more. But I'm just nervous to to be honest with you, because I don't want to be in that, you know, because I told you I walked out of there. Like, I was like, you know that song that goes in your head, money, 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 money. But I wasn't rich, but I'm like, I have a whole new lease on life with my little sticker, you know? Like, I got my shot.
Right.
But, I mean, I am going to take it. I am going with an open mind. And, you know, I've been doing the same things, taking my vitamins. I took my zinc every single day. I take my, you know, multivitamins plus more. So I'm just hoping for the best that,
well,
you know.
Yes, it sounds like you're off and running, and and I'm sure everything will be just fantabulous. And
yeah.
And it's just an amazing thing to have you guys, you know, in two separate parts of this. And you guys are in different states.
Yeah.
Harlem Will
mm-hmm.
is in New York, of course.
And you took the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Harlem Will, are you still there? Which do you recall?
I took the Pfizer.
Oh, see, I took the Moderna.
Oh,
okay.
Well, we've got a variety this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is just amazing. Now, both of those require the two shots.
Yes.
So that is, you know, and at this time, I do want to kind of speak to this just a tad, because we're rolling out an ongoing series on the vaccines. We will be having folks on at different parts in the process and checking back in
mm-hmm.
as we move along.
Yes.
Even after the shots, we are going to continue to follow Harlem Will Powers closely
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Miss Linda C. out of New Jersey. We want to follow you guys throughout your you know, your respective journeys on this, because this
Definitely.
Is big news to us. And for those of us who have not been vaccinated yet, I'm raising my hand out there as the host, but I want to say this. I support whatever folks are doing, and I'm looking forward to getting more information. And this is what this whole segment is about. And hopefully we can, you know, do whatever we feel individually is the safest route to take. And I think
everybody's different, too. So everybody's immune
exactly.
system is different. So I may have one reaction, and then other people completely. My parents both took it, and they were fine, like nothing, just a sore arm, and that was it, you know.
Wow.
So it all depends on the person's immune system.
Yes, I think, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Harlem Will, any closing thoughts today on the vaccine?
Closing thoughts, I would say there needs to be way more discussions on the vaccines. I will say this, I am very disappointed in the media's coverage and our elected officials' transparency on what the vaccine is, you know, how it was carried out, the transparency as far as the execution, what are the results, particularly with the black community, because the black community is the most apprehensive to going out there and taking the vaccines, and yet we are the most vulnerable to the virus, because we are the essential workers. We are the first responders a majority of the time, and our community is hit the hardest usually by these pandemics or any kind of virus of such nature. So I think that there needs to be a much zealous attitude towards the discussion of the vaccine, to really enlighten people about what's going on with the vaccine, because it needs to be discussed. And we're in my opinion, since it seems to be safe, we would be in need of it the most. And I think that's what we need to have. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. More of a discussion on it, and we need to discuss it more and be informed more about what it is, what it can do, what are the pros and what are the cons about it. That's my overall thoughts about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Harlem Will Powers. And I just want to say to that, that's what this is all about right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this is why we started this new, this new recurring series all about the vaccines, because it is important that the right information gets out there. And as far as the political nature and all of the ancillary parts to this. We will be taking a look at this as we kind of move along with this amazing series right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Harlan, well, thank you for that. And what about you, Linda C., out of Jersey, I should say.
I mean, I do agree with what Harlan C. is just stated. And, yes, the black community has been affected.
Oh, you've given a confession. Harlan Will Powers. That would be Harlan
Will, Linda C. I'm sorry. I got the name switched crisscrossed. I'm gonna chuck it up to the side effect. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I really think, I mean, I talk to different people, so I think that it's a personal choice, to be honest with you. And, like, and, you know, there were so many negative news reporting, and it's very political. How I feel about that, in my opinion. But I mean, I think that the CDC need to put out a little bit more information to put people at ease. It's not just, I feel like every time you turn around, it's like you have to take the vaccine. But why? Like, what? I want to know what's in it. Like, don't just tell me I have to take it, but what's in it? Like, what is the top secret why you cannot tell me, you know, what's in the vaccine? Because we know what's in, quote-unquote, the MMR vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine. But what you're telling me, you're taking parts of this and parts of that, but what parts are you taking that you're injecting inside of me? So that's where, with me, the knowledge comes from. And the fact of the past months and the past year did not help with us, brown and black people, and especially other nationalities too, because it was so political. So I felt like it wasn't so much to save lives, it was more so or more so who died under what ruling, you know. And so I think that we need to be a little bit more educated, and we shouldn't be bullied but we shouldn't be bullied to take the vaccine. But once you educate people, they can make a decision to why they want to take it, and then they can move on with it. But, I mean, I took it, like I said, just to be safe, because I know certain places that I want to go to, I would need to take it. But I don't know, to be honest with you, and this is me being genuine, if it becomes like the flu shot to take it every year, I don't know if I want to take that, because I don't know what are the long-term side effects. I mean, I take a flu shot every year. And, you know, and the first time I took the flu shot, I got sick, but then I took it every year and that was fine. But going forward with the COVID vaccine, I honestly don't know if I want to take it again next year. If they make it mandatory for you to take it like a regular, you know, like a regular booster.
Well,
so that's just my closing opinion on that.
Well, that's a very good opinion, Linda C. And right,
valid
and
concern.
I'm
valid concern.
Yes, yes. Well, I am going to look at this from the perspective that there are many things that we just don't know just yet. I consider you both to be incredibly brave, Harlan Will Powers and Linda C., for sharing your story today. And I think you mentioned about some of the things earlier about the African-American community, you know, that we're hardest hit about this. And you're absolutely right. And the other part to this that we may have forgotten to some degree, and one of the reasons that we're so hardest hit, in addition to what Will said, is that there's such an economic, you know, disparity in terms of, and that is what has helped to create this huge outcome where people of color are so hard, you know, impacted in such a very substantial way. So all of this is just the beginning. These are the conversations that we are thrilled to have on the Hair Radio Morning Show. On one hand, we said we got to bring them to you on the other. But it's important that we get our information out there. And from our perspective, I should say, as a person of color. So thanks again, you both, for joining me on this special broadcast. Yes, I want to say thanks again. Again, we've been chatting with Harlem Will Powers from Harlem, from Manhattan, that's in New York City. Yes, and over, not too far, Linda C. out of West Orange, New Jersey. And that's the northern part of New Jersey, not too far from New York City. In Linda C., Harlem Will Powers. Thank you, guys. All right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Thanks again, guys, for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The rest of you,
stay
with us. We will be back. We've got a whole lot more of the broadcast. Stay with us.
All right. Thank you.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it, and we can deliver it to you. Because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead, hold it, Hairhead Heart. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
did I get
number
it right?
550. Oh, my goodness. Kerry, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now, I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly? Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career, all of those three things, I tie them together, and that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening, yes, to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's May 25th of 2021. It's our show number 567. Yes, 567. We'll let that kind of sink on in. I want to bring to the line a wonderful, wonderful person who really, she's been more than just a fan contributor, but a big part of our broadcast. It is my honor to bring back the one and only Miss Terry out of Georgia. Good morning, Miss Terry.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, it's great to have you back on the show. We are just marching along. Lots of things to get into this morning. I first want to lead off with this, though. It's been a year since the whole entire world learned of the name George Floyd. So we're going to get into this. Of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show will pay tribute to this incredible gentleman who deserved a much better ending than he saw. So we're going to get into all of that today, coming up in our third hour. So in a little over a half hour from now, we'll let everybody know it's okay. We're opening up the call-in line. So if you are listening online and you have something to say, then you've got to dial in. You need to call the 516-453-9458 number and press 1. So I'll say it again. 516-453-9458 is our live call-in number. Call that and share your voice. Let's hear your voice. So please call on in, especially in our third hour. We're going to really get into this discussion. I'm going to talk about George Floyd. I'm going to share some personal sentiment on this whole issue. We're also going to talk a little bit about what has been reported online and just get into what's been going on since. So all of that's coming up in our next hour. Today, I just wanted to kind of welcome everybody back to the show and kind of talk about where we're going. And folks have been asking about Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, so the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. We have so many new folks who joined our ranks here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to take a moment to acknowledge all of that. But first, Ms. Terry, so you've been a kind of away for a little bit. Anything you want
yes,
to share?
Yes,
with the fans
yes.
all over the world. Go right ahead. Take it away,
wow.
Ms. Terry,
so,
hairstylist
yes,
out of Georgia.
Yes, I've been gone for a little bit. I was playing a little bit of a nanny role for my sister. And so I had this wonderful 3-year-old little lady that was keeping my company the entire 3 weeks I was gone. There were intervals where I wanted to pull my hair out, but I do still have hair today, so I made it through okay. So, yes, I am back at the Hair Radio
yes.
Show with Karen Hines today.
Well, how very nice. Thank you so much. Yeah, we've been doing a great job. We've been holding it down. It's been quite interesting, and over the last month of broadcasts, and we have so many new things to get into.
So many.
And I really have to, yeah, it really has been quite amazing. Let me just go down the list of announcements. Kind of bear with me a bit. We've got some hair talk coming up. We have a lot of civil talk coming up. So. Pertinent to the civil unrest, obviously. I think we have an interview coming up that that I did with the 3 of the Black Lives Matter protesters and television's Lisa Bloom, who is the attorney from TV. You guys know her. She is on with us as well. So all of that's coming up in just a bit. And I think I have a clip from the attorney who represents the George Floyd family. He was on our broadcast right here. So I think I'll find that for you as well. And we'll talk all about this, and we invite you guys to be part of that 8 o'clock, our third hour conversation. But first, the announcements. Okay, so, Ms. Terry, we are up to 600 shows.
All right.
Well, pretty close. We
Moving
have about,
on up.
Today is what? Yeah. Can you guess what the show number is today?
Oh, 566.
Oh, no. You were close. 567.
Dang.
Yeah,
567.
Show number 567.
Why didn't I guess that?
Yeah,
why
not
didn't
sure.
I guess that?
But for the folks out there, today's show number 567. So we're marching to broadcast number 600. So we should hit it around September, in which case we're going to celebrate it in the month of September. So I'm so excited. 600th broadcast of the all-new three-hour show. Yeah, so this is really not my 25-year career in broadcasting.
Wow.
26, technically. But this is just, we're talking about this version of the show, which is just popped on the air in 2015.
Right.
So we're real excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're real pleased about that. And we've the thing that really struck me, speaking of the 600th broadcast coming up and all of that, is that this show is a chronology of what's been happening in our world for almost the last 10 years.
Right.
So I was in preparation for today's broadcast. I said, I might as well just go back and listen to the shows a year ago, which we covered the George Floyd, tragedy. So I can go back and listen to broadcasts in which we have these incredible discussions and panel groups that share their sentiment. So that's the difference. And that's what being a prolific radio program is all about, and being so far out in front of many of the other shows that try to do what we do, because we are automatically at the very top of our game. And we owe that all to, guess who, Ms. Terry? You, the listeners. We owe it to you for helping to build this incredible brand. And so I just want to say thank you. And again, welcome all of our listeners everywhere. We want to welcome all of our listeners from coast to
welcome,
coast, from New
York.
To California. And from the north, up north, to down in Florida, and certainly the Midwest and Texas and all the things that they're dealing with, as well as many, you know, Minnesota, the folks where George Floyd was from and all of that, to just all around the world. You know that we have a wonderful, wonderful assortment of folks who tune in from Italy and from Ghana, and from Australia, and, just Canada. We welcome everybody. And let me just also mention Nigeria and Egypt as well. So I just want to say thank you for being folks who support us every day and all of our efforts. So all of that. Now, we've got the Road to Healthy Hair workshop coming up. We've got a whole bunch of wonderful good stuff. Tomorrow's show, Smooth Black joins us at 8:30. I don't think you've even been on with Smooth Black yet, Miss Terry.
I think maybe once.
Yeah, so I think
it's still exciting anyway, because we're always glad to have him on the show. So come on in.
Exactly. So that's at 8:30 tomorrow. For his weekly broadcast and podcast, so we're real happy about that. I can't wait to see what he has. You guys know him. He's also known as Troy Ballard. He runs Smooth Black Inc. Highly respected and noted hairstylist, and he's a very spiritual person. So that, let me just throw that on out there so you guys can have a real full understanding. And then lots more to come. I want to take a little bit of a music break. And guys, today we're going to pick it up a little bit and just kind of, you know, use this as an opportunity to celebrate the life of Mr. George Floyd. So we're going to kind of, you know, instead of being mad at the world and being sad at everything, let's kind of give him a positive honor today on this broadcast. So I'm playing some of my favorite mood-changing songs, I call them, some happy, uplifting, mood-changing songs. You ever get real, you know, you're kind of in the dumps, and some people, when you're in the dumps, you like to listen to the Woe Is Me songs. I'm one of those. I like the mood-changer songs, but if I'm feeling in the dumps, I find my favorite tracks that are upbeat, and here's one that from the late Phyllis Nelson. And this song really goes back, so this should be a Throwback Thursday track. But I'm going to go ahead
Let's
and get it on because it's incredibly uplifting. All right. Folks, stay with us. We're going to take a music break. And when we come back, we have a few more announcements. And then at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, it's more about Mr. George Floyd. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the amazing companies that are connected with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland. She has two locations, one in New York City, one out in Maryland. She is a DPM, which is a doctor of podiatric medicine, and she knows what she's doing. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much FixYourFeet.com across so many different platforms on social media. You can certainly find her. Grip and dip. And we now, I'm so happy to say that the Hair Radio Morning Show, we actually carry the Grip and Dip. What it is, it's a device. It looks like a watch. It's a beautiful little watch that goes on your wrist. And so when someone like a braider is greasing someone's scalp, or mom or whomever is greasing someone's scalp, they don't have to put a dip of the hair grease on the back of their wrist. They can actually put it in the repository, which looks like a watch. It's called the Grip and Dip, and it works beautifully, and it's very economical. If you'd like to order it, just let us know here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will get you a Grip and Dip. Also, we're going to have it available at hairradio.com. That's HairRadio.com. We also like to tell you about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com, so ruggedevo.com. They have a complete line of beard care. I'm really, really quite proud of Arrington and all that they have done at their company. Please go to ruggedevo.com for the complete details and all their new products. They are always releasing new products for the men and beards. Please check them out. Again, ruggedevo.com. Stimulating Roots. StimulatingRoots.com. Now, I love Stimulating Roots. Roots is spelled R-U-T-Z. Let's be clear. StimulatingRoots.com is a complete system which works to prevent hair loss, and it is just amazing. It also, actually, it's a complete system. Please go to StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's R-U-T-Z.com. Smooth Black, I want to say Smooth Black Ink. Troy Ballard, he's the man behind Smooth Black Ink, rather. He is Smooth Black, big time hairstylist who is really known, especially out in California on the West Coast. He actually stars in his own radio show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We're glad to have him. He shares a lot of trade secrets and so much more. Smooth Black, so thank you so much for your support. HealAndGo.com, they are recent company to join us here at Hair Radio, and that's HealAndGo. The folks at HealAndGo.com, they have a line of products and things that really are quite natural, oils and things that really benefit you. Please check them out again, HealAndGo.com. It's an online store. You're going to love them. Check them out. TracyBeautySupply.com. Now, they are all about hair online. So please, Tracy Beauty Supply. Now, she spells Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. So it's T-R-A-C-Y Beauty Supply. .com. We're happy to have them on board here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And certainly our folks at ChairWatch.com. Now, it's a mobile booking app, and it's free to download. Works on either Apple or Android phones. I mean, it does everything. Your clients can book their appointments, notes, all kinds of things, deposits, images, services shareability, service add-ons, client reminding notifications, all kinds of things. It's really ideal for folks who are in the personal care industry. So anyone who needs to kind of book appointments can do so. Download, again, the ChairWatch app. You can simply go to chairwatch.com and find out complete details. And there's so much to do over at chairwatch.com as well. So I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you for your time. And please check out these amazing companies. Thank you. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. And yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday morning, May 25th of 2021. And we've been kind of like just kind of moving along this morning. Everybody is just kind of, let me bring on our amazing top fan contributor, Miss Terry, this morning out of GA, and we'll see if Miss Terry can articulate it better than I can today. Miss Terry, good morning. Again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, I was just trying to articulate that today, you know, really represents, it's 1 year after the untimely death of Mr. George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're going to be talking about that coming up in just a few minutes at the 8 o'clock hour. But lots to say about it, Ms. Terry. So I look forward to speaking with you and getting your sentiment this morning and in this reflective
Absolutely.
Mode. I think that was the word, reflective mode. That's what I was searching for. We'll kick off just a couple minutes with some of the other talk that's been happening here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Had a couple of more announcements, and then we're ready to really rock and roll this morning. Want to make sure I mention this, because next week, I think on Monday, it's the holiday, Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
It's the 31st, I believe. So on Monday, we, of course, will air a repeat broadcast on Monday, but we are also off the air this Friday. We will not be on in honor, just taking a little bit longer weekend. So we're We're only broadcasting this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's today, Wednesday, and Thursday. So all your Friday favorites will be with us soon in the future. But so definitely, you know, enjoy the holiday weekend. We will be doing the same here in New York and in Georgia where Miss Terry is. Any special, speaking of which, any special plans, Miss Terry, for Memorial Day?
You know what? No, not as of yet. I think we're probably just going to be at home and maybe put some meat on the grill or something like that. But no, nothing special. Not as of yet. If it is,
not
I
yet.
Don't know about it.
Oh. Okay. It could be a surprise in, you know, happening.
It might be.
And so for you guys, yeah. So if they're listening right now, go ahead, surprise Miss Terry. Throw that big old surprise.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
There you go. Well, listen, I am so happy. And again, you guys heard all the messages. We are, all the commercials. We are super excited to welcome the folks. Again, ChairWatch, TracyBeautySupply.com, Heal and Go, Smooth Black Ink, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, StimulatingRoots.com, Grip and Dip, Fix Your Feet. We are just cooking. So thank you so much for all of your support and all the others who helped to keep us right here broadcasting live from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday is usually kind of like a best of broadcast. So we're not live technically on Mondays typically. Sometimes we do, and we keep you informed of that. But the call-in lines are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. So we want to just remind you guys. And we have a lot of special broadcasts that are in store. We're working behind the scenes to bring you. We still have the Bill Cosby thing that we're going to be kind of unleashing. We've got more to talk about with all of that. And so we're going to be getting into a lot of things in the very near future. But right now, I have to say, let me just get this on. This kind of starts to provide a little bit of the background on George Floyd, and then we'll talk a little bit about it as we start to move into the third hour. So lots and lots and lots and lots of emotion, I should say, is really tied to this whole episode. So we understand. We're just going to kind of put it there. This is something I put together for you guys, and I'll tell you what, let me just go ahead. I'll do a little transition. Stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Morning coffee.
I remember it was a year ago when I first heard the name George Floyd. It was on the CBS Morning News with Gail King. She warned us that the video we were about to see would be tough to watch. I heard that line so many times that I had become somewhat desensitized to it. Usually that just means to brace in place and hope that whoever was on the video had not been harmed by the authorities and that they were still alive. We've seen it so often that we really do know the drill. The same lines and the explaining away of what you've actually seen with your own eyes. Even though we had seen story after story of the same thing happening all around the land. This particular story, this particular video, for me, just was different. There were several things that jumped out. And yes, the black community, I can speak monolithically, is tired of this kind of behavior and happening to our people and our community by the very folks we should be able to rely on and trust. The video was shocking to really anybody watching it. We saw a man of color on the ground with a white police officer pressing his knee against the man of color's neck, literally on the ground, essentially almost under a car. The man on the ground clearly was struggling to breathe and could barely speak. And all I really could make out was that he was, in terms of what he was saying, was that he couldn't breathe. And I kind of remember him also calling out for his mother who had already died, which was just heartbreaking to understand and find that out later. The white officer snuffed out the man's life right in front of our eyes and holding his knee on his neck for such a long time, stopping the breathing, obviously, the air way for this man to live. And it was just devastating. While there were several folks who looked on, and again, they were prevented, the onlookers were actually prevented from intervening to save the man's life as the other officers kind of watched and held them at bay. The video, of course, went viral, and the entire world seemed to be upset. Black America was in the streets, along with everybody else. All kinds of different cultures worldwide, Black Lives Matter mattered. It was clearly a turning point and a turning of the tide of the avalanche of racial hatred, and the racial reckoning had begun. So here we are. In this year, since the marches to protest George Floyd's death, what's changed in the way of policing around the nation? And how many others that we're aware of have died tragically at the hands of the authorities? And how do you feel about the defunding of the police? Is this where you stand? How do you feel about the chokeholds? And some municipalities, they've already stopped. And certainly no knees to the neck. It's just awful that you actually have to mandate that. You have to mandate humanity. But humanity must always trump racist bravado. Now, how do you justify enforcing a warrant with a truck full of white armed men and the simple killing of individuals for what is essentially an administrative misdemeanor warrant type thing? It's hard to imagine. Well, George Floyd's death took place at the early part of the pandemic, and many hair salons and barbershops were closed, and it was just the hottest, biggest topic online.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is a reminder. Our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Carne, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It is Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, May 25th of 2021. So we're live this morning. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's our broadcast number 567. 567 as we march towards live show number 600. So we just want to remind you of that. Coming to the line right now, of course, Miss Terry's been with me throughout the broadcast, at least for mid-show today. So good morning again, Miss Terry. Again, welcome to the broadcast. I didn't realize I had so many vocal, voice announcements this morning. I'm listening, okay, Gary. Let somebody else talk this morning. So we have a lot to kind of get into. Of course, we're paying tribute to George Floyd throughout today's broadcast and just so many things. And I put together my personal account of it. And I just wanted to kind of end that annex it a little bit with something else on that related topic. His family went on, of course, to sue the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so much other stuff has happened. But I forgot to mention that it was really kind of triggered by a suspected counterfeit $20 bill. Again, suspected $20 bill. That even the guy at the place where this $20 bill supposedly, where he reported that that somebody was there looking to pass off a $20 bill, whatever. He said if he had known that it would have turned into all of that, he would not have even called the police or whatever. That's what I believe he said.
Right.
And I don't know how I agree with that sentiment because George might still be with us. But in terms of what it has sparked, I wish that we had the dialogue losing this man. That would have been what I would have most wished for. But since we have and we can't change the way things are, we can honor his death, his life. Let's honor his life, rather. Looking back in this whole year, and that's what I kind of wanted to do. I wanted to spend a good portion of this broadcast celebrating the life of George Floyd, talking about a little bit more in depth on who this person was and what he meant. His family seemed to love him, don't you think, Miss Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. This year has just been so weird because, first of all, it seems like it's flown by. So now we're like, okay, it's been a year since George Floyd was killed, and I'm just like, a year already? So it seems like the year went by so slow but so fast. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, a lot has happened. And
he's
been reeling. So there's been quite a bit, and I'm literally looking at the video right now on my television here, of this whole thing, and to have the people react, the world reacted to this. And as I said in my piece, I remember where I was when I first saw the video and the emotion that went with it. And I knew that it was unlike, we've seen this time and time and time and time and time and time again, where we've seen all of these videos of black people essentially just being executed right in front of us. And so, but this one seemed to really, really go to the core of humanity for the Black community. And I think that, and not just the Black folks, but I think people could see things that they might not be so inclined to acknowledge. They had already grown desensitized to the onslaught of these videos. But when they literally saw someone callously in the life of someone just essentially for being Black, and then created a system in which makes it very difficult for people of color to thrive, and then punish them on top of that, and most times ending in death for the most simplistic of infractions that you have already set into place by robbing them of everything known to mankind. It's just unfathomable. It's just unfathomable. And so America has come to this point of reckoning, and that can be attributed to Mr. George Floyd. His family seems to be very serious-minded folks. Again, they did sue Minneapolis, and rightfully so. And they are continuing on keeping his memory alive in a very positive way. They had a very celebratory thing. I don't know if you saw it on the news, but they were kind of like celebrating the life of Mr. George Floyd. And so it's unlocked a lot of emotions for us. Ms. Terry, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, in the same token, I kind of wanted to say, I don't want to say that they are, let's say, I'll use the word fortunate, that George's story made it to the news and has gotten the attention that it's gotten to even go to trial. I was reading an article this morning, and it said that 181 people, Black people, have been killed by police since the George Floyd killing last year. And honestly, I want to say, and I'm a news watcher. I'm an avid news watcher. I watch the news every day. I've maybe heard about 6 out of 181. And you know, that's kind of devastating for those families, you know, who don't make it to the national news. You know, we hear about the Breonna Taylors, the George Floyds, and, you know, that's wonderful. But there are so many more people out here that are being killed that we don't even get to hear about. So we definitely have to continue to push forward for justice for the people that are being killed and taken away from us every day, and some of them we don't even get to hear about.
Well, it goes, I agree, but it goes even further, right? Because there's so many cases that are reported and they're on the books, but because there's no video footage. And so folks tend to think that because there's no video footage, it's not happening. That's what, in my opinion, why it resonated so much with the other part of people all over the world, because they could literally see, even though in the past they saw bits and pieces of similar things. But you got to remember what went along with the thinking at that point was that, well, Black people deserve it. This is what we get. It's really our own community. Why should they care? It doesn't affect them. So all these things, even though we know that all of this really can be parked at the beginning of time here in America, and even just the beginning since slavery, literally, and creating this whole mindset that Black people need to be criminalized and Black culture need to be unappreciated. So this whole thing, you know, where, yes, it's been a lot of people killed and murdered, literally, so it seems, at the hands of these authorities who are charged with protecting. It's so ironic
that they should be protecting the people, all citizens. But then, again, all of these things are layered, most of it emanating out of hate for black people, period. That's what it is, and it needs to be called out. And it's not that every single person, again, this is a broad stroke, because we have a lot of people of different nationalities who support Black Lives Matter and
right.
who support the positive way to interact with folks in the community. And I, myself, had an opportunity to communicate with the Black Lives Matter. But, you know, it just dawned on me. I forgot. I had almost an interaction myself, carrying eyes, yes. I'm out walking my dog. This was about a week and a half ago, if that much.
Oh.
I'm out walking my dog, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York, for those of you who are not familiar with New York City. And so I remember one evening, probably about 6 or 7, and I'm out and about with this little tiny lap dog. Pippi is a tiny poodle and Pekingese mix. No, not an attack dog of any sort. Cats don't even run from Pepe the dog. So I'm out walking my little dog. Yeah, that's true. I'm out walking the dog, and I see a car being chased, and it's flying through the street. I'm on the sidewalk already where the car kind of pulls out of a side street. And then I see the police cars chasing that car. I've never witnessed an actual police chase in my life, other than what's on the news, like many of you guys. But I saw this with my own eyes. Again, this was about a week ago. And so I'm just continuing on walking the dog. I just go and I always learn to mind my business. And as I got to that corner, not where I moved away from the corner where the police came flying after the other car. But as I got to the next corner, and I'm with my little dog, and he's going, taking care of his own business, I saw a black shaded window car pull up, near me and Pepe, as if they were looking at us. But I could not see through the window. Obviously, it appeared to be the police. And I'm wondering, why are they kind of, stopping and to look at what seemed to me to... Now, they could have been on the phone in the car. They could have been... God knows what. But it appeared that they were looking at me and Pepe. And, and I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Do you think I'm walking a dog? What would I have to do with any of the crazy chaos? But you got to remember, and in my community, I'm one of the few African-Americans who's over here in this community. So, of course, again, the same, and this is what I say to everybody. We're talking about race this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show and looking at George Floyd's life. And the thing is, what comes to mind, what immediately flashed in my mind, well, this is why our ancestors were brought to America. So you could eat, it's almost like you are walking around with a scarlet letter. They brought our ancestors here because of the pigmentation, because they were black-skinned people who could easily be recognized walking on the streets. So that's why the discrimination persists even to this day, because that was the idea behind bringing black people here. People from Africa. And so, of course, the same discrimination that existed then and continued through these hundreds of years persists today. And it's always been used against us from in this racist country that it seems to be the issue. Now, there's a lot of good here in America, and I am hopeful that things can change for the better. I believe in that, but that's what happened. So Pepe and I think the car, I don't know if the car left, by the way, I just want to end that, or what. All I know is that I mind my business, and Pepe and I just kept on going. After he probably got a good look at us, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know who that was. It was, certainly wasn't the person they were chasing. Let me just say that officially. But that's what happened. Can you believe that? So, and
absolutely,
your life can change in an instant. In an instant. With I'm out walking my dog in the evening. And thank goodness I have the dog, because just imagine, I could have just been walking alone, in which case that they might not have been so sympathetic. I just make assumptions. Now, they don't care what you've accomplished. They don't care that you're educated or that you come from a society. You could even have be married interracially. They don't care. Racist, ignorant people are stupid.
Yeah, that sometimes can make it worse.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with ignorance. So when you cannot justify or even explain ignorant people, the country is full of it. And the media has exacerbated the problem in many ways. So I'm just grateful that we have a program like the Hair Radio Morning Show, which addresses so many things. We are reeling from just dealing with a former administration in the White House that made the entire racial discussion, just took it to a whole different kind of a level. It was not, and not in a good way, folks, because having the discussion on race is always great. It's wonderful. That's how you deal with things. You don't sweep it under the rug and pretend it doesn't exist, and then you go about your life as normal. Anybody of color could pretty much tell you has been the MO here in America. So all of this to say, it's been just quite a bit much to deal with. And I think, and these are my personal words, to me it just feels like it is a version of PTSD. Because every single time that you see these types of issues on television or in the media or wherever, I think it just tears away at you a little bit. And so to me, in my opinion, I think there's a connection to your physiological well-being. And so this is something that other communities don't generally have to deal with so much. And even where there's been an uptick in the Asian community dealing with a lot of racial issues in recent times, it still pales in comparison to hundreds of years of turmoil inflicted upon people of color, and particularly blacks. So my thinking is this: we will continue to cover this, Ms. Terry. We will continue to have these discussions.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping that things will improve. Now, I think the Black Lives Matter has been a huge, 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 huge issue for folks out there. I had a chance recently. There's a big-time TV attorney named Lisa Bloom. Her mother's the famous Gloria Allred, also a TV attorney, where they represented all those women suing all those folks. Lisa Bloom is a well-known TV personality in her own right, and she was my guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show when she brought along three of her clients who each experienced alleged police brutality they were marching out to protest in concert with the Black Lives Matter folks. So again, I wanted to kind of get this on in the same vein. It is, again, we're remembering the life of George Floyd today. So this was our Lisa Bloom interview. We'll be back on the other side of this with more to come. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have a very, very special broadcast today. We're talking with three individuals who are protesters with the Black Lives Matter. And it's not just about being a protester with the Black Lives Matter so much, but also the fact of being injured. And we're going to get into all of that with the whole story. It's several stories. It's just amazing. And we're also joined by, you guys know her, Miss Lisa Bloom, the attorney for these individuals. We welcome everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you.
I want to jump right on. Yes, good morning, guys. I want to jump right on in. Let me just identify everybody first. We've got Nia Love from Sacramento area, as well as Pouche Cloner from Sacramento as well, and Bradley Stein, who is down in Los Angeles. And you guys, again, we're joined by Lisa Bloom from the Bloom Firm. Let's go ahead and start. This is really, all of this comes out of protesting in response to the George Floyd incident, the death of George Floyd back earlier this in actually mid 2020. So I just want to get a little feel of, you know, maybe we can start with Brad. Maybe you can just explain a little bit about the incident that involved you in Los Angeles, and we'll get everybody in real quick.
Sure, and thanks again for having us on. So I was like the rest of this country shocked and appalled at the senseless killing and the images and the video of this man squeezing the life out of George Floyd as he pleaded and begged because he couldn't breathe and wanted his life spared. And there was an opportunity in Los Angeles at a Black Lives Matter rally, and I decided to attend it. I was going to take my 10-year-old daughter, but I decided at the last minute not to take her. And, it felt like the whole of Los Angeles came out. Angelinos and folks, teenagers, kids, old people, everybody came out, and we gathered and we took our march to the streets, and we started marching down the street, and you know, we found ourselves at the intersection of Fairfax and
Third,
yeah, near the Beverly, I beg your pardon, near the Grove shopping center. And, everybody was peaceful together. We were talking about the people that have lost their lives, from Breonna Taylor to George Floyd, and some Black Lives Matter folks were speaking about the injustices and about seeking police reform for the way that they have been acting to Black Americans and people of color in the United States. And the march continued, and we found ourselves in the skirmish line where police were violently beating up protesters. And in the melee of all of that, I saw somebody getting hurt. I tried to help them, and I was subsequently hit across the chest, and I was shot from a few feet away by a rubber bullet. Unfortunately, the rubber bullet hit me in the genitalia and ruptured my left testicle. So that's pretty much what happened to me.
Just awful. Now, Lisa, I want to kind of get into this with the rubber bullets, and of course, I want to hear from both me and Fouché as well. But I have to talk about this with the rubber bullets, because I've been reading and a whole bunch of going back and forth about the proper use of these rubber bullets and when they might be used for crowd control. Is there anything that you can add to that, Lisa Bloom?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you might think, well, at least they're not using the regular bullets, they're using rubber bullets. But in fact, rubber bullets can be lethal, and they have been in a number of cases. And if they're not lethal, they can cause lifelong injuries, as has happened to all three of my clients, Bradley, Nia, and Fouché, who are on this call. Injuries to their face, to their eyes, to their genitals. It is horrific. And the guidelines in California for police state very clearly that rubber bullets and other so-called less lethal weapons are never to be used for crowd control. They're never to be used in retaliation. No police weapon is to be used in retaliation. If you're angry at somebody, if you don't like the way they're protesting, you're never allowed to use a weapon. They're only allowed to be used in self-defense or in defense of another when there's a very serious risk of injury or death. And even then, you're supposed to shoot center mass, meaning to somebody's torso, never to the genitals or the face. That's why all three of these cases are so important, because we have to hold the police accountable for maiming people who are there protesting a very just and righteous issue. This should never have happened to any of them.
Absolutely. I want to turn to the two from San Francisco, Nia Love and Fouché Conner, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. So, I'm sorry, from Sacramento. Correct,
okay.
Sacramento, California. Nia and Fouché, tell us, now, were you guys at the same Black Lives Matter march in your area, in Sacramento area?
I'm not sure.
Nia, I'm sorry.
No, it was two different ones.
Two different ones. Okay, I just wanted, okay. Nia, just to start with you, can you tell us, because I was looking a little bit at your story as well, I was first of all, blown away with your poise. Can you just tell everybody a little bit about your experience, what happened to you on that night when you were marching for the Black Lives Matter?
So Bradley said, after George Floyd murder, I was angry, upset, hurt. So I went out to march with my youngest brother, and for a while it was okay. It was fine, and then it got really hostile. And I was actually walking away from the crowd, and I turned around to look for my brother. When I turned around, in a couple seconds, I was hit in the eye. And my eye was literally blown to pieces.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you guys. This is really tough to hear, for our listeners out there. How are you guys actually coming along at this point? How are you doing, Ian, since I have you on the line about this? How are you coming along? How is your eyesight at this point?
I'm not that great. I haven't been at work in about 8 months.
Wow.
Since it happened. It's hard for me to get medication because my insurance got canceled because I'm not working.
Mm.
I can't drive. I'm completely blind on the left side. So it's hard. I'm still trying to figure out how to maneuver day to day with learning how to live my new reality, being blind in one eye. So, and then mentally, it's also very hard.
Well, I have to tell you, and I just in looking at some of your information, I saw a comment there about, that you have daughters and you don't want them to ever grow up in this kind of crazy, to go through these things that we're all going through right now. So just a really good, just such under the circumstances, just doing amazing things with all of this.
Thank you.
I have to turn to you. Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there's a better way to put that. Fouché, please tell us a little bit. I didn't get a whole bunch on your experience, and I wanted to definitely understand exactly what happened as well from Sacramento. So please tell us when it happened and exactly what happened.
Hello. It's very nice to be here as well, everybody else, including Lisa. What happened on, May 31st for me was that after seeing protests, and after seeing, definitely after seeing what George Floyd happened, what happened to George Floyd, it definitely moves me into a direction, different direction. I've been wanting to be a part of serving people, serving the country, serving my community for a while. I wanted to be a part of law enforcement, and I was aiming towards going towards that. Just going all the way back to Trayvon Martin, going all the way back to, you know, Eric Garner, all the people that have been already made it pretty obvious that this injustice and this inequality is blatant in our country. It made me think about all that and what I could be doing to helping. And the one thing I know is just to exercise my rights protest, just as everybody should when they see injustice or they see something that needs to change inside our country. Historically, I wanted to go out there to march with my brothers and sisters, to go out there and speak out for change and to ultimately be peaceful. I really wanted to go out there, be peaceful, have us be heard, but also not have us be harmed as well. We were all taking knees, chanting, sitting down, and a lot of that stuff changed when police presence came. They came in armor. They came with what it looked like guns at the time. They came and just looked like full riot gear. At a protest that was pretty much peaceful. It was all peaceful. I did not feel like I was threatened or my life was threatened, or I didn't feel fear until that presence, until that police presence came there. And once they came there, we went to continue to protest on the street that we were on the Capitol, at the Capitol. And shortly after that, they let go tear gas, rubber bullets, projectiles that one, as I was fleeing, did hit me in my face, really close to my eye. I couldn't see for a while, and it has forever changed my view and my look at my future career path, and what I could be doing to helping this movement.
Mm. And I saw these pictures. How is your eye coming along? How is your injury coming along at this point?
Recently, I have still had floaters and light still bothered with my eye. I forever have a scar right next to my eye. And honestly, my life has been flipped upside down. And ever since then, moving forward has been a little bit more difficult. Seeing positivity in what everything's going without reform.
Wow. I'm just, first, thank you very much for sharing. You guys, if you're just joining us, let me just bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm on today with three individuals, all who are Black Lives Matter protesters who were injured. Now, Lisa, I do have to talk to you about one of the things that I had noticed. And what I saw was that I think it was in the case of Nia, where I believe the police, the law enforcement, I think they were saying that there were several different, no one like would take ownership of these rubber bullets being fired. You know, these
right.
It seemed to me like everybody, you know, like two or three different
right.
police agencies or whatever were blaming the other. And I'm blown away. So what on earth can be done, if anything? It's hard to, when they won't even acknowledge that, you know, it was there, which to me, I can't imagine that there can't be records that would
right.
indicate when a firearm is discharged. I mean, that's just,
can you,
I don't even
yes,
know what else to
Carrie,
say.
You know, you're putting your finger on something that's so important. Can you believe we live in a country and our tax dollars are going to pay our local officials
right.
and they cannot even tell us who fired bullets that injured a citizen? We don't know which agency it was. It was some other agency, probably not ours. We don't know. Maybe it was them. I mean, this is insane. Of course, they should always keep records. They're required by law to keep records when they discharge a weapon, when they use a weapon on a citizen. Now, we believe it was the Sacramento PD, but we have filed lawsuits on behalf of all three of these wonderful BLM protesters who are on the call with me right now, Nia, Fouché, and Bradley. And we will get to the bottom of it because we will force them to answer our questions and our subpoenas, and we will get to the bottom of that. I don't think that's going to be difficult. You know, but what's really striking to me is, you know, bringing this case to the present. We all saw what happened on January 6th at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., right, where that crowd of almost entirely white protesters was actually ushered right into the Capitol. I mean, police officers not only didn't use any violence on the crowd when they were just out there protesting, but opened the doors, there's videos, waved them on in, and now we find out that some of the, certainly not all, but a small number of the police officers there were actually white supremacists and sympathizers with those protesters. And it's just appalling and disturbing that the way that white protesters in events that are like Trump rallies and people protesting stay-at-home orders, the way that they have gotten treated compared to Black Lives Matter protesters. I mean, it really, you know, if you think about it, Nia and Fouché and Bradley were all there protesting police brutality, and then all three of them became victims of police brutality, proving the very point of the protest.
Exactly. Well, that's the irony of it to me, and it's just filled with this throughout everything. I mean, just the fact of the, you know, that you're there exercising your right, you know, to assemble peacefully. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost as if that these officers are unaware. I just it's hard to kind of rationalize this, try to explain it. But I have to say, folks have taken notice about the, it seems like such an uneven, you know, an uneven amount of force when it, as you just to your point, Lisa, about the, when it's relating to you know, folks of color, as opposed to those folks who were going out to support Donald Trump with their riot and so forth.
Yes.
But I tell you, I just want to say this, and I'm not, you know, just to kind of move along a little bit for everybody, but I want to thank everybody who is going out there and like what you guys have done with standing up and protesting. I've been out there myself, so I can certainly understand every single aspect of what it takes to do that. And you know, and looking at your stories, and Brad, I think you know, and kind of looking at your story as well, I'm going to get into all of it now, but just, you know, just I'm blown away with the courage that it takes and the road that you've taken, guys, for all of you to get where you are. And Lisa, I just want to say, if there, yes, absolutely. Do you guys, you know, easy question, but do you guys, is there anybody who would do anything differently? Nia, would you change and just, you know, if you could take it all back that night, would you change and do anything any different?
No, I wouldn't. Like I said before, it's bigger than just what happened to me. So I think, you know, take one for the team.
I hear you. Okay. And what about you, Fouché? Is there anything that you would kind of have done differently if you could?
I've asked myself that question many of times, to be honest. They all come to the same conclusion that, no, I wouldn't have changed anything that I did. I think if I were to change or say if I were to change anything, that's implying that what I did was fully wrong, and that's also implying that what they did was right. What they did wasn't right, and I'm here for a reason, and I'm
exactly.
here to fight for justice. So, no, I wouldn't have.
I'm glad you brought that. Absolutely, and that was the point I was about to get to as well. Very good. Thank you for that. So, Bradley, I want to say, and in your case, you have just awful, you know, experience with dealing with all of this. Being from South Africa, you know, you've seen a whole bunch, and you just so you have a little probably, you know, I hate to say, but you've got some reference to some degree with all of this. So I just have to say as well, let me just stay on this. Would you do anything any different as well? Let me just officially ask you that question.
Yeah, this is Lisa, but I'm going to jump in on
Lisa,
that one for Bradley, because there have been criminal charges filed against him. So his case is a little bit different. And
I
have to jump in as his attorney and not have him answer that or anything too specific.
Don't ask, no problem at all.
Sorry. But
that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Just next thing,
Lisa, yes. if I could say one thing, and that is that, you know, the difference. I just want to go back and just address the differences in the way police handle, you know, what happened at the Capitol versus what happened
yes.
to Black Lives Matter marches.
Or you can talk about anything with your South Africa activism and background, because that's very interesting.
Yeah. So my background is I was recruited by President Nelson Mandela and his African National Congress as a clandestine officer, as a spy, to help them infiltrate right-wing white nationalist groups in the late 80s in South Africa. And I was involved with the struggle, you know, like the civil rights movement here in the United States, but in South Africa. And what I've seen here in the United States is appalling. The white privilege that law enforcement, people in government, stand behind the institutionalized and systemic racism that I've seen in all these institutions is remnant of apartheid rule, methodologies of the South African government and what they used. And they actually got that from the Australians that were, you know, suppressing the Aborigines, the Germans that were
right.
oppressing the Jews, and you know, the national security apparatus in this country has to change. So, you know, hopefully that's going to happen with this new administration that's coming in, because what we've seen with this Trump administration is that all this poison has actually risen to the top and it's shown itself. So, you know, it's frightening to see the state of the blatant racism in the United States. And it's very reminiscent of apartheid South Africa and the oppression of that time. I just wanted to add that.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there are just it becomes very difficult for folks, you know, for us to, you know, keep seeing the same things over and over. And I just, you know, we applaud you so very much, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough, you guys, for really standing up for what you believe in beyond words. Beyond words. Mm. And I have to say, Lisa, I just thank you so much, Miss Lisa Bloom. You are always doing amazing work. I just want to personally tell you that. I love you and your mother and just everything that you're doing. And so keep representing the folks that you're doing and doing.
I love you back. Thank you. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you
for speaking out about what's important and what's right. And that's what I think everybody on the line right now cares about. So bless you. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
note, we'll go ahead and, you know, respect everybody's time and just say thank you. Nia, Love, Fushere, Connor, Bradley Stein, you guys, and, of course, the amazing Lisa Bloom, thank you so much, and good luck with everything, and be well. Continue the
thank you so much.
You know, healing with all of it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll check on you.
To my fellow struggle people, keep your chins up. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's May 25th of 2021. It's hour show number 567, and so we're glad to have you guys with us. Lots more to go. We, of course, have been paying tribute throughout the entire broadcast to George Floyd, and coming up in just a moment, we have a little bit more on his background. It's really out there on the internet, but we just wanted to kind of give it our spin this morning in honor of this great man who sparked the world, literally. So a quick music break. We'll be back on the other side with more about George Floyd. Stay with us.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines on with Miss Terry. You guys know her. She's out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. Good morning, Miss Terry, down there in the South.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
Good morning.
Okay. Yes, officially good morning. It's been just a fantastic broadcast. That was Will Power. Let me just go ahead and put it on out there. I love his new commercial that you just heard right from Heal and Go. Yeah, he did a great job. So we're going to just dip our heads in this morning. Yeah, so good stuff. So we'll get some more voiceovers and stuff in from our folks. So get your throat ready, Miss Terry. We're going to test Miss Terry out with some wonderful new announcements right here on the show and see how she does. All right.
Awesome.
So listen, lots of good things. Yes, we're sure you do great. Lots of things we covered today. Wanted to take a moment. It has been a show that is dedicated to the memory and life of this amazing man whose life ended tragically and way too soon. Still a young man, Mr. George Floyd. So wanted to just talk a little bit about him. There's a lot on the internet. This is simply his wiki page. And I just have to say, in researching it, I just wanted to share it. He was born October 14th of 1973. Okay. He passed away, obviously, on May 25th of 2020. So a year ago. And he was an American, African-American man, we should say, murdered by police during an arrest after a store clerk suspected he may have used a counterfeit $20 bill. $20 bill in Minneapolis. I don't even want to say the officer's name. One of four police officers who arrived on the scene knelt on Floyd's neck and back for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. After his death, there was protests just everywhere. Police brutality, especially towards black people, quickly spread across the United States and globally. As he was dying, he said, "I can't breathe," which was used as a rallying cry, really, during subsequent protests.
So, born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Floyd grew up in Houston playing football and basketball throughout high school and college. He was also a hip-hop artist and served as a mentor in his religious community. In 2014, he moved to the Minneapolis area, residing in the nearby suburbs of St. Louis Park, and worked as a truck driver and bouncer. In 2020, he lost his job as a truck driver and his security job during the COVID-19 pandemic. The city of Minneapolis settled a wrongful death lawsuit with Floyd's family for $27 million. The officer was convicted on 2 counts of murder and 1 count of manslaughter on April 20th, 2021. The trial of the other 3 officers at the scene of this death are scheduled to begin August 23rd, 2021.
And just wanted to kind of book in that, obviously, the officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck was sentenced, well, has not been sentenced yet, I'm sorry, was sent to prison where he waits to be sentenced. And so that's where we are at this point 1 year later. And I just wanted to say, you know, we send our well wishes and all of that stuff to the family. And it's going to be a rough road. Boy, I can certainly understand to a big degree. And we, you know, we just, you have all of our love and support from the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we honor this man. And thank you. And Ms. Terry, it was a very special broadcast today. I'm listening to this and I'm like, okay, I think we at least did justice for today in honoring this George Floyd, this amazing man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Difficult topic, but the conversation has to be had. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Our hearts go out to the family, his young children, and his entire family and community. And, of course, thank you for the folks who get out into the streets and fight against the injustices that we deal with every day. So thank you for that.
Exactly.
Thank you to all of our listeners all over the world. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
And thank you, Ms. Terry. Now, we'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday with an all-new broadcast, and we will resume our hair talk, so you will hear hair talk on tomorrow's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, where Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, is with us at 8:30 in the morning live. Yes, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, he'll be on. He's going to be live all the way from California. So he gets up real early to be part of our broadcast. Now, if you missed any part of today's live edition of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, that's okay. We've got you covered. Simply go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio to play any of our archive broadcasts. And if you follow me across social media, we'll share this broadcast shortly with all of you guys. Again, I'm Carrie Hines today with Ms. Terry out of Georgia. Thanks again, Ms. Terry. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and get the outro started. It was an amazing show. Thank you again. Here's the outro. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's 3 big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686.
Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get